the number of women working in workplaces is increasing, and it is extremely important that we make the provisions that make it possible for them to fulfill their responsibilities as mothers with infants, as well as be able to keep their livelihood and be able to continue with their jobs. So this is something that is a societal responsibility, if you will. It's something that we all have to make possible. And for the ILO, one of the ways that we have done this is, in fact, codify it through an international convention. We have a maternity protection convention to which countries sign on and which provide the different conditions to protect mothers and their infants while they're at work, so including leave, including breastfeeding, etc. Right now we have 100 countries that provide at the 14 weeks that we stipulate as the minimum necessary for women to take off after giving birth, and that is in keeping with our Convention 183 on maternity protection.
What are the economic benefits of allowing women to breastfeed at work?
First of all, the benefits are keeping women at work. We think that's a really important consideration both for the women and for the companies. There was a study done in the U.S. that showed that for every dollar invested in making breastfeeding possible in the workplace, there was a $3 return, which included improved productivity, increased retention of the employees, reduced absenteeism, etc. So allowing for women to continue their breastfeeding, whether it's through flexible working hours or breastfeeding breaks during the day, those are all things that add up that make the woman comfortable and increase productivity actually at work as well.
Where do women face barriers to breastfeeding? Are there certain regions where it's more prominent than others?
Once you have the conventions and the legal obligations in place, it's a question of implementation. Implementation is always not easy. You don't necessarily always find that everyone's following the letter of the law. But the barriers are, I would say, go beyond just breastfeeding. The barriers are really discrimination against women entering the workforce and retaining their jobs. You do have situations where employers will fire women because either they're pregnant or just after having given birth. You really do have situations that actually don't benefit the companies, don't benefit the countries, because what you're doing is reducing the talent of women that you're allowing into the workforce.